This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two of Asia's rivals are engaging in dueling diplomacy over Russia's Ukraine invasion. In Russia, and Ukraine.
I'm very glad to welcome in Kiev Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. I'm Sagar Magani.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops on Wednesday near the frontline city of Bakhmut and handed out medals to soldiers he said were heroically defending their country's sovereignty. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. Some Ukrainian soldiers have nearly finished Patriot missile training at a U.S. Army post, the AP's Norman Hall reports.
Journalists invited by the Army have seen dozens of Ukrainian soldiers conduct training exercises in a southwest Oklahoma prairie at Fort Sill Army Post. Since January, 65 Ukrainians have been taught how to use the Patriot missile system, which can track and shoot down enemy missiles. The system, which hasn't yet been deployed in Ukraine, is particularly useful for defending population centers and critical infrastructure. The trainees are expected to leave Oklahoma the next several days for additional training in Europe before they deploy to Ukraine. I'm Norman Hall.
This is VOA News. The U.S. is trying to tamper any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York on March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. She's expected to stop in Los Angeles on April 5th on her way back to Taiwan. Following an August visit by then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Beijing launched missiles over Taiwan, deployed warships across the median line of the Taiwan Strait, and carried out military exercises near the island. Beijing also suspended climate talks with the U.S. and restricted military-to-military communication with the Pentagon. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the planned stopovers are business as usual and consistent with longstanding U.S. policy.
That was Lisa Dwyer. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to win parliamentary approval on Wednesday for a key element of a post-Brexit deal on Northern Ireland, a victory tainted by a lack of support from the province's biggest unionist party and some of its lawmakers. Sunak has sought to end years of wrangling over Brexit by revisiting one of the trickiest parts of the negotiations to ensure smooth trade to Northern Ireland without creating a so-called hard border with Britain or the European Union. French garbage collectors, refinery workers, and others are striking again. They are angry about President Emmanuel Macron's decision to force the divisive bill raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 through without a parliamentary vote. The United States-led annual joint military exercises in West Africa are introducing maritime training for troops in the Gulf of Guinea. VOA's Henry Wilkins has more.
Troops from Ghana, Nigeria, and Ivory Coast prepare to board a ship carrying actors playing the role of hostages. It's the first time in almost 20 years that the US-run counterterrorism exercises, known as Flintlock, have included maritime training for West African troops. Some Flintlock participants questioned why a big focus of this year's exercise was on the southern parts of West Africa's coastal states. The terror threat to those countries is coming from the north, from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State in the Sahel and Boko Haram in northeast Nigeria. US military organizers said the request for maritime training came from their African news. Soga Kope, Ghana.
Japan beat the United States to win the 2023 World Baseball Classic Tuesday. Baseball fans in Tokyo erupted when Japan's star pitcher Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to end the game 3-2 in the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.